USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel Defense Forces say the death toll from the Palestinian attack is now up to 350. A defense spokesman said the military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, the health ministry says over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict, and nearly 2,000 have been wounded from Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours. A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues.
Researchers from Wingate University and University College London discovered that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. Published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect, the study highlights elevated rates of depression, substance abuse, and other behavioral disorders among the individuals in adulthood. I'm John Schaefer.
A retired university dean who was married to Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Ron Powers was found shot to death on a Vermont trail, police said, as a manhunt is underway for the suspect. Honoree Fleming, age 77, was found dead on a rail trail Thursday in Castleton, Vermont. She died from a gunshot to the head, according to state police. Fleming, who lived in the town, was a retired dean of education and beloved teacher at Vermont State University Castleton campus. The suspect in the fatal shooting is still at large and considered armed and dangerous. Investigators are asking the public to review home and business surveillance systems to help track the suspect. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert film is breaking records before it even hits theaters. With less than a week until the movie graces the big screen, it has surpassed over $100 million worldwide in advance ticket sales, according to its official distributor, AMC Theaters. Swift's concert film, which captures her record-breaking stadium tour, opens in theaters on Friday, October 13th to coincide with her lucky number and will screen in 8,500 cinemas across 100 countries. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attacks. In an earlier statement, Trump also said Israel had a right to defend itself. President Biden also released a statement about the incursion on Saturday, saying there is never justification for terrorist attacks and Israel has a right to defend its people. The United Auto Workers strike is having some ripple effects. Steel is seeing a big drop in demand and as a result, prices are falling. A Wall Street Journal report says the UAW strike has caused demand to fall way off because cars aren't being made. Market prices for coiled steel have plummeted 40% since April. And Saturday's Powerball drawing was the 34th consecutive one without a jackpot winner since the Powerball was last won on July 19th. The jackpot is now worth an estimated $1.55 billion with a cash option of $679.8 million for Monday's drawing. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.